We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jamie and Stoney with Heather on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, Big Ten Media Days were last week. We did the whole Jim Harbaugh, Urban Meyer topic on Friday. And now Jim Harbaugh on Friday... of course, kind of blew that whole thing off when he was asked more about it.
Yeah.
And then...
I actually think it was much ado about anything. It was stupid to even mention because of the record against Ohio State. But what he said was pretty factual, except Bowling Green in Utah, he never had any controversy, meaning Urban Meyer. So only half of them.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a lot on Friday. Yeah. And Rieger's take on it was...
I can predict what Rieger's probably has. Fire him.
I don't think he said fire
him. I know.
But he did say that he just thought it was weak. He thought it was weak because he did it after Meyer left as opposed to, you know, because obviously a controversy was there.
Yeah, it's true.
So, and I can see that point. I agree with you. I think in this day and age, when you ask a guy a question and he answers it, you're like, oh, great, thanks. Thanks for actually giving me a good answer.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit surprised that the interviewer, Tim Kawakami, didn't kind of follow up on that.
Yeah.
But whatever. Anyway, so on Friday, in a variety of interviews, he did the thing on the podium, then he did a breakout session, and then he went on radio and talked about the transfer rules in college football. Now, this is kind of a long answer. Basically, Jim Harbaugh thinks that students should be allowed to transfer without any penalty.
Once.
And so if you don't like it at Michigan, you go to Toledo, or you go to Texas, or you go to Arizona State. And if you don't like it there, then you have to sit out a year. So that way you're not doing the whole shopping thing.
Now, the reason...
Don't lie about equations, Stoney.
I don't.
Okay.
The reason this got controversial is because he had a player, James Hudson, who transferred to the University of Cincinnati, and the NCAA won't clear him for immediate eligibility because they said they had no idea. Michigan didn't document his depression that he said he talked to Jim Harbaugh and Ed Warner about. So it looks like that Harbaugh is like ripping the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it has something to do with that. I don't know. Harbaugh looks like he's not a proponent of like mental health, basically, which is, from what I understand, pretty far from the truth. They do a pretty good job, like most schools do, of addressing this situation. When his mother, James Hudson's mother, heard about this, she had a different take. Here's some of her comments to WTOL television in Toledo. Now, I think Jim Harbaugh is correct that there could be a very small amount who might use that as a way to, this way I can become eligible immediately. And that's part, and Jim Harbaugh believes that every kid should, like we said, be eligible immediately when he transfers.
See, I view the Harbaugh comments as not as an attack on the mental health industry or people who suffer from mental health. I view it as actually an argument to bolster his overall point, which is that everybody should be allowed to transfer once without any question. I actually think both Harbaugh and Ms. Hudson here are correct. I have no doubt that she's speaking the truth, and she believes that. And I didn't realize she worked with in the mental health industry. But obviously, there's a lot of people. But at the same time, I would guess, Stoney, and I'm not trying to be cynical here, it's more than just a small number of people who would try to cite mental health as a reason when maybe it's not even a reason.
I'm not going to even venture a guess to say that.
I'm
sure,
just guessing.
I'm sure there are people who would use that because you use anything to get
it.
Because
you don't want to sit out for a year.
Exactly.
I mean, this is the problem is that there's a system in place that is flawed and will always be flawed. That there's no way to fix it so everybody's happy. I'm sorry, you're not going to pay everybody, just not. And so with a flawed system, people try to find loopholes. Now, coaches are those people too.
Yeah.
So I don't want to sit here and absolve Harbaugh and college football coaches of everything that goes on in collegiate football. There's gray shirts. There's pulled scholarships. you know, because you are trying to get the best team out there on the field. It's not just for the glory of the student athlete, but there's student athletes who are trying to take advantage of the system as well. But the overall point here from Harbaugh is let every kid transfer once.
Right, and I agree with that.
I think it's a great point. And I think it's a great argument.
And he later said that if you transfer a second time, then you should have to sit out a year.
Yeah, which I think is totally fair.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. I think it's kind of a fascinating conversation to have, as, you know, many of us are purely just fans of college sports, but I know there's people out there who do suffer from some sort of mental illness, and they might have a problem with what Harbaugh said, or they might have a problem with somebody lying about a mental illness just to get ahead, which I think is a larger issue here.
By the way, James Hudson, you know, a couple of days ago, he tweeted out, or actually not a couple of days ago, he tweeted out in May, my NCAA waiver got denied. Clearly mental well-being isn't as important as playing time. The stigma is real. The University of Cincinnati filed a waiver for me to be immediately eligible. The NCAA has denied my waiver specifically because I never spoke up about my mental struggles to administration at the University of Michigan. Like many football players, I was afraid to speak up about my depression, not wanting to look weak. Now the NCAA is telling me that my courage to step forward and speak about it is not going to be, it's going to make me ineligible.
So he has to sit out a year.
He has to sit out a year.
Okay.
Yes. So circumstances do not warrant relief is what he's saying. Now, also, Mrs. Hudson, James Hudson's mom, talked about a meeting that she was, or a conversation that she had with Jim Harbaugh. I'm just going to read this. This is from WTOL. I started the meeting and saying, Coach, I'm here to find out what is we need to do about my son. The exact words that I say to Coach Harbaugh, my son is feeling down, disheartened, something's wrong. Coach Harbaugh repeats those words right back to me. He says, James, do you want to leave? If you want to leave, there's nothing I can do. Coach Warner comes and tries to talk to my son. Coach Harbaugh says, don't say nothing, Glenda said.
Okay.
So that's their side of the story. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Like you said, Jamie, one of the key things here is that Harbaugh was asked about the whole transfer portal deal and saying that everybody should be able to transfer once so you don't have to go through any of this stuff.
I don't think there's any doubt that mental illness is totally misunderstood by a lot of segments of the society.
Oh, most segments of society have no idea.
Right. And I would think that one of the segments of society that probably dismisses it pretty quickly would be the football segment of society.
Right.
Because football is the ultimate macho game, and you have to be. I mean, my goodness, we've had situations where players dropped dead doing training exercises because they weren't, quote unquote, man enough. Right. I mean, they were totally dehydrated. You had Corey Stringer. I mean, you had situations like that where players died because it's football and you just tough it out, you know, rub some dirt on it and go play. And so that's why I think the concussion syndrome has been so kept under wraps for so long, is because, you know, you got your bell rung. Come on, get back out there and play. This is what you need to do. So I don't want to dismiss that. Okay. I want to make it very clear about what we're talking about here. And I really do believe that Harbaugh's overall point is, for whatever reason, homesickness, lack of playing time, disagreement with the coaching staff, NCAA sanctions, whatever it might be, or a whole change in the coaching staff, that a player should be allowed to transfer one time with no penalty whatsoever. When you get to the second time and third time, then you might have to sit out a year. I think it makes a lot of sense. And I bet you that there are players who find loopholes that they use to transfer. I think to some degree, Shea Patterson.
Oh, absolutely.
Found a loophole to transfer to Michigan without having to sit out a year.
So did Justin Fields. So they found Ohio State.
Yeah, so they found ways to do it for their own benefit. And it wouldn't surprise me if there are people who use mental illness as a this could be a loophole I could jump through. I don't know what Jim Harbaugh's stance is. Maybe he thinks it's all a bunch of hooey. Maybe he thinks it's legitimate. I have no idea. But I do know, as a Division I football coach, he has probably been aided by transfers and bitten by transfers. This ticket text from Doug in Lansing. Harbaugh can't wait to publicly trash people he feels betrayed him in some way. He's immature and petty. Sad. That sounds like a tweeter I know. I don't know that Jim Harbaugh has publicly trashed
anyone.
Anyone. I mean, if you want to say that he publicly trashed Urban Meyer, I don't think that was a public trashing.
No.
He's not a big public trasher. I think he clams up sometimes, and I think those who have worked for him maybe feel betrayed because he doesn't somehow praise them, whether it's Pep or Drevno or Durkin or anybody. But at the same time,
I'm sure
I don't
he
think
has
publicly,
privately trashed many people.
I'm sure he has too.
Yeah.
Dan and Flint, the biggest transfer sham is the quote unquote master's degree that's not offered at their current school. Yeah. That's always a good one.
Well, the graduate transfer.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the graduate transfers who play different sports.
Yeah.
Like the kid from Paulus. Remember Ricky or Greg Paulus?
Yes.
Basketball player at Duke, finished his last year playing quarterback at Syracuse. I know. That's fantastic.
That's amazing.
As someone who deals with depression every day, this is so offending. This is offending. I am so disappointed in Harbaugh. I mean, look, I'm not going to tell a ticket texter how he should or shouldn't feel. I don't think Harbaugh was taking on depression there. I don't think he was saying, I don't believe in depression. I think anybody who has dealt with depression or has lived with somebody who deals with depression understands just how real it is.
Right. And people don't understand it. There are so many successful people, rich people, famous people that have massive depression. And you sit there and you say, wait a second, what is this person? Why is he so depressed?
Yeah. What do you have to be depressed about?
Exactly. There's a woman who's, I'm reading about her. She's a broadcaster for serious football, things like that. Her name's Rachel Joy Barabeau, and she does a lot of mental health stuff. And she tweeted out yesterday, just got off a 35-minute phone call with Coach Harbaugh. I'll be headed to Ann Arbor soon to learn from his mental health experts on staff. I plan to share my experiences. I cannot commend Coach enough for picking up the phone on a Sunday to destroy stigma around hashtag mental health.
This is yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Would he called her or she called him?
I don't know.
Okay.
Read you verbatim what she tweeted.
Another ticket text. Good morning. I was a college athlete that quit after my freshman year due to depression. However, nobody really knows that due to the fact of it being such a taboo subject, and nobody would have ever believed that I was depressed because on the outside, I was a very happy and jubilant person. Depression in athletes is real. I hope that no one would ever fake a mental health issue as an excuse to transfer. I mean, that's the question. And first of all, there's no proof that anybody ever has. Right, so it's a bit of a straw man's argument. But what's more abhorrent, Harbaugh putting this out there or somebody actually using it to fake it? You know, they're both pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, the reason it's a bad look for Harbaugh is why use that as an example?
Because he's got a player. Yeah, no, that's fair.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Chris on a cell phone, bringing up a similar issue. 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Chris.
Hey guys. As someone that suffers from depression, it's hard to tell people, especially like my wife, she just didn't understand it. She's like, well, you know, why are you depressed? Well, I'm like, if I knew this, I would, I'd be a millionaire or whatever.
Yeah.
But for him, it's very hard. And I have a big problem, you know, living near Ann Arbor and being a big Michigan fan. I have a big problem with him singling that out because he does have a case of it going on right now with Hudson. It just should not have been brought up. You know, in that type of way, like questioning, it just should not have been brought up. And for him, I'm tired of his talk. You know, the whole Urban thing was petty, whatever. He just needs to shut his freaking mouth with certain things. He just keeps sticking his foot in his mouth. You know, and this really, really bothers me. You know, and I have no shame telling people that I have depression. Mm-hmm. My dad's an old school guy. He doesn't believe in it. Well, you know, I mean, I don't understand. And this, you know, I don't know. My biggest thing with James Hudson is he should have told someone because, you know, people aren't going to believe him, you know? And it just bothers me that Jim Harbaugh needs to shut his mouth with that because it's a touchy subject, and especially in football with the people blowing their heads off with, depression, possibly from CTE. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's coming around hockey as well. You hear some of the horrible stories there. But I totally appreciate the phone call, and I understand. And I understand how somebody who's living with depression would have a hard time with this.
Yes.
It doesn't seem like it was meant to be that way. But at the same time, like you pointed out, the fact that he has a player who's transferring using that means it's top of mind.
It's what Harbaugh does a lot. I don't think it's malicious, even the urban thing, but it's just, it's this, not a good look.
It's calculated, but not malicious.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.